Kabbalists used to concentrate for close to 2 hours until they were able to read Shema of Shacharit. Because they had such a big descent, such a big fall in heaviness of the heart. Such an extent that they came to Shacharit, meaning some kind of an awakening from the inside, from the new will to receive that comes to them. Because they were able to stand on it, on this mountain, day by day. And then it took them 2 hours to come to Kriyat Shema, to the prayer of Shema Yisrael, which is, in this prayer, is the manner of Zivug, the Gadlut, when one is awakened from the darkness of the night. One awakes from the darkness of the night and begins a new connection with spirituality, which is called day. On a new will, which he had corrected for the Zivug in order to bestow. And every day, time by time, in every degree, they had such a great will, such a great corrupted will, that it took them 2 hours to reach. It took them 2 hours to build the right intention on this will, upon this will. So, well, we have what, 7 minutes and 40 seconds? 7:40, the famous Russian song. One should not seek, should not speak in his will to receive. Try to find out what is inside his will to receive, but he has to step on it. Really step on it and connect to the Creator. And then the will to receive, when this will to receive awakens, after the first connection, then he has to work on this will to receive, on this will to receive. And that's the way we realize adhesion upon each and every will to receive that is revealed. One should not delve into his will, but he should keep this point of contact with the Creator. And as much will be revealed, he has to renew his intention over and over upon this will. Over and over again upon this will.